Today's story may not be suitable for younger listeners.
Why would somebody come in and shoot up a church? I miss all my friends and their parents and everyone.
There's no reason for that except sin. It messes everything up. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. Have you heard scary news or stories and you wonder, why did that even have to happen? It might seem completely without any reason, but really it's all about sin. It first happened when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and sin has gotten worse and worse ever since. It messes up a person's head and makes them think it's a good idea to commit terrible crimes. The only solution to sin is asking Jesus to forgive the sins that you've done and follow his commands in the Bible to become more like him. Our story today is called, Will the Ringing Ever Stop? Jason sat in his chair, his body turning this way and that as he hummed along to the music in his headphones. The door to his room opened without him hearing. Then it closed again, and someone knocked on it. "Ah," he exclaimed, taking off the headphones. "Come in." His uncle stepped into the room. "Hey there, you okay?" "It's just this ringing in my ear," said Jason, holding his head. "I'll be fine." His uncle sat down, easing his bulky frame onto the bed, which squeaked in protest. "You weren't at the service." "I didn't want to see them," said Jason, "or talk to people." "Well, maybe people want to talk to you," his uncle said. "You can't hide in here for the rest of your life." Jason fiddled with his ear. "Look, I know it's hard," his uncle said. "Being caught in the middle of a shooting in your own church isn't something anyone should have to go through. Wasn't easy on me either. But you survived by the grace of God, and the rest of us need you now." "Do they know why he did it?" Jason asked. His uncle shook his head. "There's no reason except sin, Jason. Sin is like that ringing in your ear. It messes everything up. God made us to love him, and when that doesn't happen, we do all sorts of horrible things. People even did horrible things to Jesus. They crucified him and sent him to die on a cross." His uncle sighed. "You should have been at the service. The pastor talked about the resurrection. All of them, Mr. and Mrs. Hendrick, your friend George, everyone, they all trusted in Jesus, and they're all going to be raised from the dead when he returns, just as surely as Jesus himself rose. You believe that?" Jason nodded and his uncle shifted, causing the bed to squeak again. "Jesus is going to make everything right when he comes back. He's going to stop that ringing in your ear, and he's going to destroy sin and death forever. Until then, remember that he's with us, and he'll help us through this." Jason started to cry. His uncle stood up and wrapped his huge arms around him. "So how about you? Have you ever heard of a shooting or a violent event on the news? Do you wonder why these things happen? Well, people's sinful rebellion against God has caused all kinds of terrible things to happen in the world. Just remember, Jesus died and rose again to save us from sin. And one day he'll come back and raise all Christians from the dead and destroy sin and death forever." Our key verse is 1 Thessalonians 4:13.
We want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died so that you will not grieve like people who have no hope.
And our key thought, Christians will be resurrected. If you're looking for some fun new stuff to do with your family, Keys for Kids Ministry has just the book for you. It's called The 1 Year Classic Family Devotions. It's got journals, puzzles, and games. You'll also enjoy stories every day, and you'll have lots of fun stuff to look forward to all year long. Just ask mom or dad for help and then take them to our shop. It's at keysforkids.org. Click shop to find The 1 Year Classic Family Devotions at keysforkids.org. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.